This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am filling in for the Dorf Man, who is enjoying some much-needed time off. And look, today we got a lot going on. We got baseball. We got the NBA Finals we got to talk about. There's plenty to talk about there with the defending champs, those Golden State Warriors. Down 3-1 and pretty banged up as well. Toronto and Kawhi Leonard doing what they're doing, and they're on the precipice of winning the first NBA championship north of the border. Plus, we got the French Open. You can't talk tennis and Dorf, and you know I'm sure he's watching it. But we got Rafael Nadal in a barn burner, tied at one set apiece. There's tons going on in terms of boxing as well. Triple G got back in the ring last night. He says he's ready for Canelo. Are we ready for another Canelo Triple G, though? That could be the question there. And just a lot going on, and we will get back to it after these words.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
That's driven to right field. Naquin going back. This to the wall. That ball is gone. Kepler on the second pitch of the game breaks an 0-for-21 streak with a solo home run. Driven to right down the line and deep again. And gone, a two-run home run for Max Kepler, and it is 3-0. Here's a drive to center field. Martin going back. Max Kepler has 3 tonight. For the second time, he's hit 3 home runs in a game in Cleveland. All 3 against Trevor Bauer, and it is 5-1.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson. You can catch me on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. And we are into those, kind of getting into those dog days of summer with baseball. And once again, like every week, man, I always feel smarter when I talk to this guy. We are joined by the professor of sports, our own John Poulter, all the way from Toronto, Canada. Exciting time in Toronto there, John, but how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. Mike, how about you?
I'm doing great. You know, just like Andy usually says, it's just another day in paradise down here, getting a little warmer in the Phoenix, Arizona area, but that's just par for the course. So in terms of just real quick, Toronto, hey, exciting times for you guys up there.
Yeah, it's been pretty special. Not only have we been a number of years with any kind of championship in a major sport, going back to the Blue Jays back-to-back, 92-93, would be the last time we saw a major sport franchise win here. This is a team that has not only taken over this city, but quite frankly, it's taken over the nation. And I guess that's pretty easy to say when you only have one basketball team in the whole of Canada. But this has been an exciting team. It's been a great run. The fan support has just been unbelievable. The number of outdoor parks with screens that have been set up for public viewing across the country and specifically in and around Greater Toronto, just an immense number of them. Not only is this team playing exciting basketball, it's got the fans behind it. And, you know, they're taking on a pretty good basketball team. And, you know, everybody knows how successful the Golden State Warriors have been over the last 5 or 6 years, going for 3 championships in a row and 4 and 5. And regardless of the injuries to the Warriors, this has been a pretty special event. And they've been exciting games. And the nice thing is that The Raptors are up 3-1, and in all four games, the team that has won the game has won it deservedly. They've won it by a wide margin. There's been no squeakers. So it's been a whole lot of fun. I think tomorrow night's going to be a very special night here in Toronto. Win or lose, we're going to have a lot of fans watching basketball that don't normally watch basketball.
Very true, very true. But, hey, let's talk about a sport that is near and dear to you. And a couple of big signings this week in the major leagues. And I've been wondering when these two guys were going to get signed in terms of Greg Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel. And can you talk a little bit about what these two guys are going to mean to their new organizations moving forward?
Well, you know, there's a number of ways of looking at this, Mike. And in answer to your response to your comment about wondering when these guys were going to be signed, I think most of us probably felt that when they weren't signed in spring training, they were probably going to wait it out until June, when teams did not have to give up draft picks to sign them. After the amateur draft, those players are technically very much unrestricted free agents. There's no cost other than dollars to signing them. So I think that was a big factor. So to see them both sign very quickly after the trade, after the draft deadline, didn't really surprise me. What did surprise me was the difference in the contracts these guys got. An annual value, it's pretty much the same. Kimbrell signed for 3 years at $43 million, which is about $14,300,000, I guess. And Keuchel only signed 1 year at $13 million. And you know, that may be just an arrangement between him and the Braves that suits both sides. I was a little surprised that they didn't sign for similar dollars and similar terms, but both went to contending teams, and both are going to be a big factor in those two pennant races. Kimbrel, because he fills a void that the Cubs have at the back end, that will force everybody back one stop in the bullpen line. And Keuchel gives them that solid extra starter down in Atlanta. So I think they're both going to have a great impact on the two pennant races. And obviously they're going to need some time in the minors to get their timing back, get their strength back, build up their arms. But essentially these are pretty good signings at around the dollars we probably thought that they would end up signing for.
Right, right. And that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking a little baseball with Keuchel and Kimbrell being signed this week. Once again, John, I mean, we always talk about this every week, the National League Central, man, and it's just, you know, you take a look on one day and the Cubs are up, you take a look another day, the Brewers are up, or the Cardinals are, you know, making a run at it. Now the Cubs and the Brewers have a little bit of distance. Do you think they're going to separate themselves out from the rest of the division?
Well, they're certainly looking to do that. Right now, the only difference is in the number of games played. They're essentially tied at the top of the standings. The Brewers, having played two more games, won one of those games and lost one of those extra games. Don't count the Cardinals out yet, because the Cardinals are only 4.5 out, and I still think that's a good baseball team. If they could ever get their pitching straightened out and get some solid pitching from guys like Walker, who's been just a tremendous disappointment from my standpoint in what we've seen from him so far this season. I don't think you can count the Cardinals out, but I think certainly over the next 3 to 4 weeks, if the Cardinals don't get back in that race and get it down to two games or less, I think you are looking at a two-horse race in that division. But as we said last week, that's got to be one of the most fun divisions around. Just to wake up every morning, look at the standings, and see who won yesterday and who lost, and whether it cost them a position or whether it gained them two. It's fun to watch. It's the way baseball should be.
No, I absolutely agree. It's the way baseball should be. It makes for drama. It makes for ticket sales. It puts butts in the seats, those kind of things. And it's just, I mean, bottom line, it's just fun to watch. And, you know, you take a look at that American League East, and, you know, that's a division that you are very familiar with, being in Toronto and being a big Blue Jay fan. But those Yankees, I'm telling you, they lost another pitcher to the IL yesterday. Are these, you know, they're up by six games. Them and Tampa Bay are up by six games on the Red Sox. But are these injuries going to come back and kind of bite the Yankees in the backside, and they could lose the division, do you think?
Well, we've kind of thought that right from the start of the season. I mean, Severino hasn't done anything all season, and he was expected to be the ace of that staff. Sabathia is now on the injured list. So they just, but they have so much depth, Mike, that I think they can handle it. What's going to be interesting there is to see if they can maintain the pace that they're playing at until some of these guys come back. And, they've got some pretty good players on the disabled list. I mean, they've got almost an all-star team on the disabled list, and here they are still tied for first place with a very good Tampa team. Boston isn't completely out of it, but as you mentioned, they're six games back. That's a little bit of an unusual spot for the Red Sox. Don't be surprised if the Red Sox make a run at this, and don't be surprised if the Red Sox go out and get a couple of guys in trades from some of the teams that are out of it and try and get themselves back in the race that way, because we know that in terms of the Red Sox, money really isn't any object. They can write a check as easily as the Yankees can. Clearly, it's really three different divisions right now. It's the Yankees and the Rays at the top. It's the Red Sox by themselves in the middle, and it's the Blue Jays and the Orioles basically being there to be whipping boys for the rest of the division. So I can see it getting more competitive, but I think the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be key there to see if the Yankees can hang in there until they start getting some of these guys back. And when they get some of these guys back, that's going to be like free agents or trades that they're going to get in July at the trading deadline, and all of a sudden they don't have to pay for those guys. So that's going to be a key hanging in for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
All right, John. Hey, we'll come right back with you and talk some NHL hockey. How's that sound?
Sounds terrific.
All right, we'll see you guys after the break. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And strikes out Hedley. That's a new high. A 12th strikeout in a game for Dallas Keuchel.
The 3-2. There it is. He struck him out. 3 in a row, and the Red Sox win it. They shut out Tampa Bay 1-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words,
buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It is battle for by Perron and onto the back. Sent around behind Zach Sanford there. Got one out in front. Score! The Blues have connected. It's Ryan O'Reilly on a feed from Sanford, and it's 1-0.
He got slew footed by Bozak. We continue. Wow. Right circle now, Perron. Center's block. They score! Nolan Chari got slew-footed. Couldn't get back into the play. The Blues generate the chance and squirt one through Rask. It's 2-0 St. Louis.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is on vacation and hopefully he's enjoying himself. But we are back with John Poulter, a professor of sports. We just finished talking a little Major League Baseball. Now we're going to make on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And once again, there's not a better tournament in the professional ranks, I think, than NHL hockey. And we got St. Louis and Boston battling it out. John, what's been the biggest surprise for you so far in these NHL Finals?
In the finals themselves, I guess that's a very good question. I think what has probably surprised me, Mike, is the difference in the game, the quality of the game and the style of the game and the tempo of the games we've seen. We've seen a couple of games that were extremely close. We've seen one game that was a complete blowout. We've seen three out of the five games won by the road team, specifically by playing a very good road game, and I'm speaking mostly of St. Louis in Game 5. Boston won a big one in Game 3, which was the one blowout that I referred to. I think the thing that's bothered me the most about this is that once again we've been exposed to some very poor, questionable officiating by officials that supposedly should be the best in their league. If they're doing the final series, you'd have to assume that they are there on merit. But we've seen a couple of situations, we've seen it throughout the playoffs, but we've seen it even in the final series here between the Blues and the Bruins, where officials have missed calls that have been very much a factor in deciding the game. And I talk specifically about Game 5, there was a hit from Sanford on Krug that to me was very much a shoulder into the guy's head. Should have been a penalty. It was completely ignored. And then the terrible non-call with Bozak, which eventually led to the Blues winning goal. So I think that's been the biggest disappointment to me. In terms of surprises, I think just the strength of the road teams that we've seen, and I guess I really shouldn't say that because we've been talking for some time about how even these games are now throughout the playoffs and how much a road team is in the game just as much as the home team is. But you see a Stanley Cup final, you play all season for home ice, and all of a sudden three out of the first five games are won by road teams. I guess that's a little puzzling, but all in all, it's been pretty good hockey. I've quite enjoyed it, and as a neutral observer, I can sit back and watch it and not get too overly excited about it, either up or down. I can sit and watch on an even keel and say that I've enjoyed a pretty good hockey series.
No, and, you know, it's funny you mentioned the referees, you know, and there's always complaints about calls here and there and, you know, in every professional league, but is there a way the NHL can kind of clean this up a little bit and not have so many, you know, challenging calls, bad calls? Is there anything that they can do?
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news situation, Mike, in my opinion. Yeah, there is a way to do it, and that's either to have more things go to replay or have an extra official sitting in the stands watching it in radio communication with these guys, much the same as we see in top-level soccer in Europe. You kind of hate to see that happen because it takes away some of the human factor, and it's potentially going to slow the game down, which is the last thing you want. But I think we also have to recognize that the players are now so big, so quick, so physically in shape. The game is operating so quickly. You've got 12 players and four officials on an ice surface that's no bigger than it was 50 years ago, yet we're dealing with bigger players, faster players, and lighter equipment, you know, the whole thing. The lighting is better. Everybody should be able to see things better, so the game is quicker. There are ways to do it. I'm not sure that that's something we want to see for a couple of reasons. As I mentioned, the time element and taking away the human element. It's kind of like baseball. Do you want to see an electronic strike zone? We might get more calls right, but I really just don't think it's part of the game. So I kind of have mixed feelings on that.
No, I'm absolutely right there with you in terms of replay and, you know, all those kind of things. But throughout these NHL playoffs, is there a team that you think, okay, they made a nice little run, they didn't make it to the finals, but this experience is really going to prove, you know, it's going to give dividends down the road, and maybe they make an NHL final, you know, Stanley Cup final run next year or, you know, in a couple of years? Is there a team out there that you think can do that?
Well, that's an interesting question because the two obvious teams that would come to mind would be Columbus and San Jose. However, both teams are looking at some pretty major changes because of salary cap constraints, and Columbus especially with a lot of unrestricted free agents. So those would normally be the two teams. If St. Louis wins the final, it becomes a moot question. If St. Louis loses the final, I think their run this year gives them a tremendous experience and probably makes them believe that they can do this and all we have to do is improve a little bit. I'm not really sure there's any other team that I would put into that category because there were so many upsets.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Mike Wilson, joined by John Poulter. Next thing on my brain is, you know, this off season with the NHL, are there teams that are poised to make a run at free agents, and does, you know, salary cap issues for some teams? I mean, what's the off season going to look like for the NHL?
Well, I think you're going to see a fair number of changes. You got a fair number of quality unrestricted free agents who are clearly going to test the market. Columbus has three or four. If they can re-sign one or two of those guys, it makes a huge difference. If they can't, Columbus is looking at a pretty ugly situation. Tampa Bay had such a great season. Whether they can re-sign some of the guys they need to re-sign and keep that thing moving is an interesting question. Toronto has some salary cap issues. Los Angeles has some salary cap issues simply because they've got a lot of older players locked into long-term contracts, and by the time those contracts are up, the Kings might be a good team, but the Kings are in a position where they really need to rebuild, yet they're stuck with two or three albatross contracts that are going to be hard to unload. I think there's going to be some teams that are going to jump into free agency, Philadelphia probably being one of them. I can see some changes coming up in Pittsburgh, but that will probably be by way of trade because they're another team that's pretty tight against the cap and also strapped with two or three players that have no trade clauses. And I don't think Jim Rutherford would be asking guys like Malkin and Crosby to waive no trade clauses. I think that they're going to try and retool that team and strengthen. One guy I think they're definitely going to try and deal is Phil Kessel. There was already one trade discussed with the Minnesota Wild that fell through, because Minnesota was one of the teams on Kessel's no-trade list, and for some reason or other, he didn't want to go there. We haven't been made aware of what the reasoning for that was. I think the Montreal Canadiens are probably going to start making a move because they were very close to making the playoffs this year. Their core players, Weber and Carey Price, the goaltender, are starting to get a little long in the tooth. they don't have too many great years left. Ottawa's got a ton of cap space, but they've also got a huge dearth of talent that needs to be filled. So I think it's going to be a very exciting offseason. I think we're going to see a lot of players changing teams, and we're going to see a lot of teams making trades of, quote, your problem for my problem, or your prospect that's been slow for my prospect that's been slow kind of thing. Edmonton, I guess, would be the team that would fall into that category. I can see them dealing some of their younger players to strengthen their back end defensively, both on the defensive line and the goaltending line. So in answer to your question, I think we're going to see a lot of changes in the NHL. You know, even the top teams don't get to stay constant anymore, because they're always up against the salary cap. When you have to reward good players for a good performance on a good team, you're going to eat up those dollars pretty quickly.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, real quick here, John, in about a minute or less, tell me who wins the finals. Like, who's going to be hoisting the Stanley Cup trophy and drinking out of it during the offseason? Real quick.
Well, clearly St. Louis has the upper hand, but St. Louis has to start quickly tonight. They have to keep Boston away from the power play. Boston has the best power play. They also have the best penalty killing of the two teams, and both goaltenders have to bring their number one game. The Blues can start quickly and get the first goal. They've got all kinds of momentum. I think the Blues win it. If Boston gets the first goal, I think you're looking at Game 7, and then we're looking at a real crapshoot on Wednesday night.
All right, John. Hey, as always, it's always great to have you on the show. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week, okay?
My pleasure, Mike. Take care. I look forward to chatting next week.
All right. Once again, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, and we'll be back after this.
With 7 seconds left against O'Reilly, Bergeron wins it again. Near point, it's Krejci. Fires, Binnington the save. Rebound squirts to Steen. He'll skate it far side. The St. Louis Blues come up with a victory in Game 5. 2-1 in regulation. It is a tainted victory for the St. Louis Blues, but they have now put themselves one win away from their first ever Stanley Cup title.
This is Dorf on Sports.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
And now, Valero summer vacation driving tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for Nationwide Automotive Assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Leonard! Oh! That is a man's jam! Kawhi Leonard to the rack!
Simmons had no one in front of him.
Leonard!
The three, and the lead is cut to one. Golden State turns it over. Turnovers 11-4. Only four to Toronto. Leonard knocks down another three. Leonard, Danny Green, three-pointer. It's good. Raymond Green, pass deflected and stolen. Kawhi Leonard got a hand on it.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Once again, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson, filling in for the Dorf man who's on vacation. And now I am joined by the snowman, Brian Snow, resident NBA expert. And we're going to talk some NBA finals because we got a little bit of a surprise going with Toronto up 3-1. Snowman, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I can't complain, man. It's, you know, I'm talking NBA now, so it's all good. So talk to me a little bit about this 3-1 lead that Toronto has now and going back to Jurassic Park to finish it out. Do they have to close it out tonight? I mean, just step on the Golden State's throat and don't give them a chance back at Oracle to tie this thing up? Or, you know, what are they going to do? What do you think?
If I'm the Raptors, I close it out tomorrow night, period. You don't give any kind of defending champion any kind of shot to get back in the series. You just don't. You have them down 3-1. You've been quicker. You've been better. You forced the team that committed the least turnovers in the league to commit three times as many turnovers in four games. An unheard of stat that a lot of these other folks won't talk about. You know how you break Golden State down? You force them to make mistakes. And they have made a ton of them. Let's call a spade. Kawhi Leonard has been absolutely fantastic. But the two games in Oakland, their supporting cast has been spectacular.
Who's been, you know, you talk about the supporting cast for Toronto. Who's, in your opinion, who's been the most spectacular?
It's a tie for me between Danny Green, who somehow has found his jump shot, and Kyle Lowry. Because did you expect Kyle Lowry to put up 33 points in two games to help out the Raptors? Because the last time I was on your show, we pointed out Lowry was the man that really needed to step up for them. He has, Danny Green has, Marcus Gasol's knocked down some big shots, Pascal Siakam has gotten back to his game one status. But one of the other biggest factors for Toronto has been the return of Serge Ibaka.
Yes, and I would absolutely agree with the return of Serge. Serge has been huge for them. Golden State, man, they are banged up and beat down right now. Klay Thompson, I mean, how important is he, you know, tomorrow night? I mean, what if you're Golden State, what do you need out of Klay in terms of points?
Forget the points. You need his defense. Klay's defense was sorely missed in Game 3, and Toronto exposed them. And even with Klay's return in Game 4, Toronto sliced them to pieces. They did what Golden State usually does. They slice to the basket, and then they kick out for open shots, or they go to the basket and they draw a foul. Two things have hurt Golden State in this final series: fouls and turnovers.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree. And then look, and then on the other side of the ledger, you got Van Fleet, man. Where'd this guy come from? Like, I didn't know who this guy was. And then he just started making, you know, he started making shots, making threes. He's getting stitches. He damages his tooth. Van Fleet is just a gamer, isn't he?
Van Fleet is doing something that the Warriors usually do, playing without fear. He doesn't have the fear to take a big shot, doesn't have the fear to get to the basket and challenge Draymond, challenge Boogie Cousins, challenge the length of the Golden State Warriors or lack thereof. A champion that is banged up is in trouble, and the Warriors were in trouble when this series started. I thought they had a chance to steal game one, you know, and make it a series, but Toronto has done what they're supposed to do. So am I surprised at this result? No. The Warriors were banged up coming into the World Championship Series. They are desperately trying to defend what they have, but you got to give the Warriors some credit, too. Being shorthanded, they played outstanding. Save the fouls, save the turnovers, they, too, have been dynamite. It's just that Toronto has played that much better.
And probably just not as banged up, would you agree? I mean, obviously that's going to play a part as well. But, you know, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, this guy seems like he's almost playing on one foot a little bit. There seems to be something a little off with him. But there's nothing off with his game, is there?
No, there isn't. The claw is the claw, and he has been dynamite in this series. He's done this before. Fans remember back to 2014. When the Miami Heat, who were not banged up, faced Kawhi in San Antonio, and Kawhi single-handedly won them games 3, 4, and 5, the fifth game being back home in Texas. Now he has a chance to repeat the feat, snatching games 3 and 4 in California and the chance to close down in game 5 in Jurassic Park. The Warriors are in trouble for this series, and I want to make this point. I'm going to make this point on my show tomorrow morning. The Warriors are in trouble for this series, but you got to give them credit, too, for getting this far, being as banged up as they have been for the better part of two seasons.
Right, yeah, they have been banged up. And you know what? You know, we were talking about Kawhi here, the claw, whatever you want to call him. You know, NBA Finals MVP, more than likely, if they close it out at some point. Let me ask you this, and I know either Dorf or I asked you this last week. How tough is it going to be for him to leave if they win it? Because there's still people out there, Snowman, that think that he's still going to end up in L.A. I mean, I just sit there and I can't think, you know, he's going to bring if he brings the NBA title to Canada, to Toronto, and then he walks away. How do you see all that stuff, you know, ending up?
People want to have their hot takes, but with the Raptors being this close to bringing the world championship north of the border, in the immortal words of one Sean McDonough, I don't think he leaves. They have embraced him the same way Golden State has embraced Kevin Durant. And with Leonard playing the way that he's playing, and if you think about it, this hot streak started with a buzzer beater against Philadelphia in game 7. That's how this hot streak started for Kawhi Leonard, and he's just taking the he's taking the series over. He's got to take over Monday night for them to close it out. And should they close it out on Monday, that seals the deal. I think he stays put, and they give him a max option.
They give him the max option, and that is the voice of Brian Snow, the Snowman, joining myself, Mike Wilson, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Snowman, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, once these finals are over, you know, we got free agency and we got the draft coming up before that. Let's talk NBA draft for a couple minutes here. Obviously, Zion's going to be number one pick. Ben, how do you see it playing out after that?
You know, I got a surprise up my sleeve. RJ Barrett will be in the RJ Barrett will be in the top 5, but I think it's going to be the Chicago Bulls that are going to make a move for him by making a trade at some point during the draft. If that doesn't happen, then the Bulls need to get a point guard, and they need to get a point guard badly. It's going to go Zion, it's going to go John Morant, and more than likely it's going to be RJ Barrett. Those are your top 3 in the draft.
Those are the top 3. And then after that, there's a lot of speculation just how this plays out. I mean, is it that way for you as well? You just, after RJ gets picked by, you know, by whoever, who do you go with next?
There's a big man out of Gonzaga by the name of Rui Hachimura that a lot of teams could use his services. I think he's the next big name after Barrett.
So, you know, being that, you know, what about the Phoenix Suns? You know, just speaking locally here, you know, we had the number one pick last year. We took Ayton, we had Booker, you know, and then after that, it's, you know, what do the Phoenix Suns have to do to kind of, I don't know, just get to 500 for a season or to even be in that eighth spot in the West?
Hachimura needs to be a Sun. Hachimura can help stretch the floor and provide more offense and some better defense for the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. So, you know, now, my favorite team, the Boston Celtics, I mean, we got four picks in the first round. Granted, they're not the greatest picks. I mean, we got number 14, number 22, and, you know, we got a couple after that. But what should the Celtics do? You know, they're more than likely going to watch Kyrie Irving, watch him walk. What do they need to do?
Watch him walk and say good riddance. Use the money. Kyrie Irving hasn't been all that since he won the NBA championship. Let's be real. I said that on my show, and you can imagine the pushback I got from that statement. But think about it. What has he done since he won the world title? Nothing.
Right.
And I say Danny Ainge and the Celtics should let him walk, send him packing, say, hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more. Use the picks to address needs that you have for your team and be done.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, and you got Kyrie and you got Durant, man. That's the big fish to me is Durant. Because I think you and I both figure that Kawhi's going to stay. What does Durant do? Does he go from a well-run organization in Golden State to whatever it is in New York or, you know, for the Nets? You know, what's his mind saying to him, do you think?
Three words. Durant stays put. And should Toronto close out this World Championship Series, it's going to give him more an incentive to stay put. And I'll put two words behind it. Unfinished business.
Unfinished business. No, I like that. And, hey, look, the L.A. Lakers, the once proud franchise that is just run like a mom-and-pop thing. What do the Lakers do?
I have a suggestion, but a lot of people are not going to like it. Send LeBron packing.
Wow. Explain that a little bit. Like, where would you send him packing? Just, it doesn't matter or...
Cut him loose. Okay. Just say adios. Because as long as LeBron is under contract with the Los Angeles Lakers, they're going to have more problems. Is he the main reason why the Lakers are in the shape that they're in? No. Is he a big reason? You better believe he is.
Right. And now you look across, well, you look in the same building, but, you know, kind of quote unquote across the street, the Clippers. They got a lot of momentum going into this free agent period. Who are their main targets if you're the Clippers?
Tough to decide right now because with this Clippers team that they have, they made a run. They stole two games from the Warriors that they shouldn't have gotten in the first place. The biggest move the Clippers made was last year when they got rid of Blake Griffin. That freed up a lot of salary for them. They have to take a look and see what they need. And I believe the biggest thing they need right now is a point guard.
Okay. All right. Hey, once again, Brian Snow, thank you for joining us on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, man.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk soon. Welcome. And hey, we'll be back after these words to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Here's Leonard for three.
Yes.
Speaking of the veterans. Feeling it.
This is
a step back. Yes, again. Kawhi Leonard from downtown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James, coming to the studio.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I've been filling in for the Dorf man who's on vacation. Usually right around this time, we go with final takes. And my final take is this. It's not about the NBA Finals. It's not about Major League Baseball or the Stanley Cup Finals. It is about college baseball playoffs going on. And I think a lot of times those things get overlooked. Now, my university, Oregon State, won the title last year, and they're not going back this year. That's the way the ball bounces. But they had the first pick in the draft, in the Major League draft, and Adley Rutschman, and he was their catcher this season. Switch hitting, I just want to give him a shout-out for all the hard work that he's put in for the program. Switch hitting catcher, hits for power, hits for average. He's going to be a wonderful, phenomenal Major League Baseball player at some point. And you just got to keep your eye on him. He's going to play for the Baltimore Orioles. Good thing for him, he doesn't need to switch colors at all. He goes from orange and black to orange and black. But with that being said, once again, my name is Mike Wilson. On Twitter, you can catch me Pigskin Opinion. I want to thank John Poulter for joining us, talking baseball and hockey, the snowman, Brian Snow, talking NBA Finals, and for Scott for making it all happen on the other side of the glass. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. See you next week, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.